Okay, yeah, Roger, that's unfortunate. The only issue I've ever had with the wind, I had an antenna that was way too big on a piece of chain link top rail, and it bent over at about a 60-degree angle. Didn't hit the roof or anything, but just like you're saying, about a foot, 18 inches above where the joint was, it just bent at a real sharp angle. And after that, I got a little bit more beefy mast, and lowered the size of the antenna. The antenna I had on that was about a 26-foot VHF UHF vertical that had a surprising amount of flex to it. When the wind got going, that thing would whip around and put a lot of strain on the mast where it was attached. I think the X50, I think that's what I have too. It's like a 6-foot or something like that, single piece.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had pretty good luck with that. I downsized to that one and got it with an end connector and ran it with some LMR 600 and have had real good luck with it. Almost the practical performance is almost as good as that other one I was using, and definitely a lot more lower profile for the wind and such.